City News, in partnership with the Historical Society of Ottawa, brings you this weekly feature by director James Powell, highlighting a moment in Ottawa's history. The most famous and prestigious thoroughbred horse race in Canada is the Queen's Plate, open to Canadian bred, three-year-old horses. It's also the oldest continuously run horse race in North America, dating back to 1860, 7 years before first running of the Belmont Stakes, the oldest of the Triple Crown races in the United States. Over its illustrious history, many members of the royal family have attended this storied event, from Princess Louise in 1881, to the Queen Mother in 1965, and to Queen Elizabeth in 1959, 1973, 1997, and, most recently, 2010. Horse racing is indeed the sport of kings. The story of the Queen's Plate begins in 1859 when Sir Casimir Jizowski, the president of the Toronto Turf Club, petitioned the Governor General for an annual horse racing prize to be awarded by Queen Victoria to horses bred and reared in Upper Canada, Ontario. He correctly believed that the cachet of winning a royal prize would encourage the development of horse breeding in Canada. Queen Victoria graciously agreed to the request, providing an annual prize of 50 guineas for a race to be called the Queen's Plate. A guinea is defunct British gold coin no longer minted by the mid-19th century but widely used as a unit of account in horse racing, the art world, and certain professions well into the 20th century. It had a value of 21 shillings sterling. The Royal Privy Purse continues to provide this annual prize, though instead of 50 guineas, it reportedly sends a bank draft for the sterling equivalent, except when a member of the royal family is present for the race. Then, the winner receives 50 gold sovereigns in a purple bag. The winner also receives 60% of the race purse of $1 million. Confusingly, the plate is a foot-high golden cup on a black base rather than a plate. The traditional royal prize for a horse race had been a silver plate, hence the name. However, over time the nature of the prize changed, but the name stuck. The first running of the Queen's Plate took place at the end of June in 1860 at the Carlton Racecourse in Toronto. It was open to all horses reared in Upper Canada which had never won public money. During the early years of the Queen's Plate, horses competed in three heats rather than a single race, as is the case today. The first winner was a five-year-old horse by the name of Don Juan, owned by a Mr. White and ridden by Charles Littlefield. Don Juan came in second in the first heat, but won the second and third heats of the competition over a one-mile track with his best time of 1 minute 58 seconds. Although the next several Queen's Plates were held at the Carlton Racecourse, it subsequently moved around the province depending on the lobbying powers of various racing clubs and politicians before it settled down for good at the Woodbine Racecourse in Toronto in 1883. Until 1956, the race was held at the old Woodbine site at the end of Woodbine Street in Toronto, close to Lake Ontario. It then moved to the current Woodbine location on Rexdale Boulevard, north of the Pearson Airport in Etobicoke. During the Queen's Plate's journey around Ontario, the race came to Ottawa on two occasions, the first in 1872 and the second in 1880. The organization that brought the Queen's Plate to Ottawa in 1872 was the Ottawa Turf Club, founded in 1869 with the patronage of Sir John Young, later known as Lord Lisgar, the Governor General, who was an avid horseman. The president of the club was Joseph Ormond, vice president was Nicholas Sparks, and Edward Barber was the secretary. While the lobbying of Sir John A. Macdonald, the premier, may have helped the new Ottawa Turf Club win the event, Lord Lisgar was likely the one most responsible for bringing the race to Ottawa. With His Excellency as its patron, the Ottawa Turf Club definitely had the inside track for hosting the event. News that the Queen's Plate had been conferred on Ottawa was officially relayed to the Ottawa Turf Club in February of 1872, with the race planned for late spring. The conditions of the race were, for horses, geldings or mares, bred, raised, trained and owned, in the province of Ontario, who have not previously won public money at any race meeting. The whole stake to go to the winner. The club organized a two-day racing extravaganza for Friday and Saturday, May 31 and the June 1 in 1872. The event was held at the new Muchmore Driving Park, which had opened the previous year. The racetrack and the adjoining Turf Hotel were owned by Ralph Muchmore and Edward Barber, the Turf Club secretary. Total prize money for the two-day event amounted to $2,850, a fair sum in those days. Long before race time, pedestrians and carriages packed Bank Street, all heading for the racetrack located now where the much more public school is today. Race conditions were perfect with the track having just been rolled after a recent rain. The main attraction of the day was, of course, the Queen's Plate, the third race of the afternoon. By the time Lord and Lady Lisgar arrived at 3 p.m., every vantage point was taken up, the stands filled to capacity with ladies and gentlemen, while less fortunate punters made do with fence tops, and the seats of cabs and wagons. According to the Ottawa Daily Citizen, it was difficult to estimate the size of the crowd, but the stands scarcely accommodated a quarter of the numbers. Many of the visitors came from other parts of Canada and even from the United States to witness the Queen's Plate, which was already the highlight of the Canadian racing calendar. The first race of the day was the $300 hurdles race, a two-mile run with eight hurdles 3 feet 6 inches high, which was won by Duffy by 3 lengths. The second race was the $100 stewards race won by Mohawk, who took both heats. Up next was the Queen's Plate. The prize was 50 guineas, $256, the gift of Her Most Gracious Majesty. The winning horse may have received an additional purse, but the report relating to this was obscurely written. 6 horses were entered in the 1.5-mile race, no heats, Blacksmith, a 4-year-old, black horse, with its jockey wearing a black jacket and blue cap. Fernot, a bay horse with its jockey in scarlet with a dove color cap. Alzora, a chestnut mare, whose jockey wore brown and white. Jack Vandal, a bay gelding, its jockey in blue and white. Bay Boston, a 5-year-old bay horse, and Halton, a 5-year-old bay horse whose jockey wore scarlet. Halton was the favorite. 3 of the horses in the running, Fernot, Alzora and Jack Vandal, had the same sire, Jack the Barber, a celebrated thoroughbred horse originally from Kentucky. At post time, there were 4 false starts. But after they were finally off, it was deemed a splendid race. After the first half mile, it became apparent that the race belonged to Fernot, with the favorite, Halton, fading. In a time of 2:54.5, Fernot, ridden by Richard Leary and owned by Alexander Simpson, won the 13th running of the Queen's Plate. Jack Vandal came in second and Halton third. Richard Leary, the winning jockey who was also a resident of Ottawa and the horse's trainer, was presented with a gold-mounted riding whip by Mr. William Young of the firm Young & Radford, a watchmaker and jewelry manufacturer located at 30 Spark Street. 2 more races followed the Queen's Plate to round out the racing for the afternoon. These were the $300 tally-ho stakes and the $150 memorial plate. Betting had been fierce in the lead-up to all the races. But all the favorites came up short that day, causing a monetary twinge among the sporting fraternity, according to the Ottawa Citizen. Pelting rain almost caused the postponement of the second day of racing from the Saturday to the following Monday. Racing on a Sunday, the Sabbath, was forbidden. However, as many of the horses were slated to race in Montreal the following week, the decision was made to go ahead on the principle, run, rain or shine. Fortunately, at race time the clouds cleared, though attendance suffered. 4 more races were held: the $600 Carlton Plate, the $400 Lumberman's Purse, the $300 Merchant's Plate, and, finally, the $150 Consolation Stakes. There was a bit of excitement surrounding the running of the Lumberman's Purse. Owing to a misunderstanding or improper interference, the race had to be run twice. People almost came to blows before the club secretary announced that all pools and bets were off for the race. The Ottawa Turf Club, the host of the 1872 Queen's Plate, disappeared from the Ottawa racing news in the decade following its big race weekend, but not before becoming mired in controversy. At the end of a racing fixture held in October 1874, the club held a deer hunt as a grande finale to the day's events. A half-starved deer was released onto the field. It was barely able to run, having been cooped up in a small cage, its joints stiffened from lack of use. Instead of taking off into the nearby bush to be hunted by a pack of dogs followed by riders, it stumbled into the crowd. It only took 10 seconds for it to be taken down and torn to pieces by the hunting dogs amidst the spectators' carriages. The Ottawa Daily Citizen thought that this was a case for the SPCA and hoped that the people of Ottawa will never be asked to patronize such a sport again. The Ottawa Racing Association hosted the 21st running of the Queen's Plate at the end of June of 1880. It was the second race of the first day of racing entertainment again held at the Muchmore track. Five horses were at the post come race time. A sixth, the mare Footstep, had been pulled on a challenge on the grounds of ineligibility since it had not been trained in Ontario. The winner was Bonnie Bird, owned by John Forbes and ridden by Richard Leary, the same jockey who rode to victory in the 1872 Queen's Plate. Bonnie Bird also ran he following day in the first Dominion Day Derby carrying £5 extra owing to having been the Queen's Plate winner. Owing to a very bad send-off, Bonnie Bird was virtually out of the race at the start, but Richard Leary, the jockey, somehow managed to close the gap with the leaders on the turn but was unable to catch Lord Dufferin, who won by a length. Today, Ottawa horse racing fans can enjoy standardbred harness racing at the Rideau-Carlton Raceway on the Albion Road. But if you want to dress up, wear a fascinator, and otherwise enjoy the excitement of the annual running of the Queen's Plate, you will need to head to the Woodbine Racetrack in Toronto.